American Amalgamated. 240. Down to 236. Going down further, 228, 217, 205, 194.
The biggest hit of 1929.
The biggest hit of 1929. That's no hit, lady. That's a socceroo.
1930. You're driving me crazy.
That's no drive. That's a putt. Shades of 1890.
Biggest hit of 1931, the chief executive of the National Red Ink Corporation hums happily at his work.
Rip, skip, skippy, atta, atta, dash.
One of the biggest hits of 1932, She Didn't Say Yes, from The Cat and the Fiddle.
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no, she didn't say stay, she didn't say go. She only knew that he'd spied her there, and then she knew he sat beside her there. At first it was her. Something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart began beating wild inside. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She didn't want you to do.
The biggest hit of 1933. Sensationally popular president-elect leaves his mansion at Albany. One of the biggest hits of 1934. Tonight is mine.
Tonight is mine, and you can have it. I'll take a nap.
There's a moon above me. You have said you love me. Hold me close tonight. It's mine. And although tomorrow means goodbye and sorrow, love me now. Tonight is mine. Though the moon may find me lonely, I'll be dreaming only of tonight. For tonight is mine. Tonight is mine.
Well, if it isn't Reba Hoffewitz again. What's the matter, Reba? You don't look well.
No, I don't feel so good, neither.
Well, I took a little fling at medicine in college. Tell me your symptoms, and maybe I can help you.
Well, first, I got pains in the diaphragm.
Gastric disturbances.
Yeah, whatever it is. Also, a headache from my head to the tip of my nose.
That's some headache.
And pains in the back.
By the way, Reba, how old are you?
18.
Suffering from loss of memory, too.
How old are you, Mr. Huckleberry?
Well, I'm 32.
32? My goodness, such an oldness. I slightly dread to think of my 20th birthday.
Why? What happened?
That's a swell way to treat me. After I go and bake you a swell cake for your anniversary.
You mean you baked a cake all by yourself just for me?
Well, I had a fella help me. I made the frosting and he made the filling. You want a sample? You want to taste it?
Why, thanks. Yeah. Did you say someone helped you bake this cake?
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't a dentist, was he?
What makes you think he was a dentist?
Well, the filling tastes like porcelain.
Listen, we had quite a time making it. Just when we were getting ready to mix it up, I discovered there wasn't any baking powder in the house. So I had to look all over for something to raise the cake with.
Did you try an automobile jack?
Listen, you little half-pint. You're going to eat this cake I'm bringing to you if I have to flush it down your throat. Now, happy birthday, you rat. Happy birthday.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
lovely. Now let's see, who's going to cut the cake?
Well, I'll cut it.
Boy, what makes you think you can cut this cake?
Well, I'm a gay young blade.
Yeah. Last night you were a gay young blade, but on edge, John.
I'm the photographer from the Gazette. Would you and Mr. Holloway pose for a photo, please?
Oh, your picture. Oh, your...
Take that big piece of cake, Mr. Holloway, and hold it in front of her face, will you?
Wait just a minute.
That's better.
Can you get the shot over there?
No, that won't do. The piece isn't big enough.
Well,
I can still see part of her face.
You got
Hold it a little closer to her face.
Like this?
No, closer.
How's this?
Closer.
Is this all right?
No, much closer.
Well, how's...
Wait.
Is eating cake for quite a while. And here's Billy Lowe, a newcomer to the Blue Monday Jamboree. Billy Lowe.
Oh, they say some darkies long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They didn't have the rhythm so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. That is how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted frail, and they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the South Band gave birth to the blues.
Presenting next, another pair of newcomers to the Blue Monday Jamboree, two young gentlemen who have a song that we think you like. I don't vouch for the name of this pair. I didn't name them. Claude named them. Itchy and Scratchy.
Way down yonder in the jungle, somebody got an ish-bush for a tune. Did you ever hear Tiger croon? Thrills and chills went up and down my spine. Boom, boom, body alone. Way down yonder in the jungle, somebody got an ish-bush for a tune. Did you ever hear Tiger croon?
Bam, 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 bam.
Very sweet.
Hold that hanger.
catch that tanger.
As long as this is a birthday night on the Lipton Sea Jamboree, we are going to let you hear Harrison Holloway reading a radio announcement beginning at 7 years and ending at 70. Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I'm going to put a chip on my shoulder next time I hear some bully say that it's sissified to drink tea. If you think
that tea is strictly a woman's drink, just let me tell you something. Prize fighters and football players in training ain't allowed anything to drink anything but tea. And if tea wasn't
a man's drink, they'd have nothing to do with it. At my house, Dad's been drinking Lipton's tea far back as I can remember. And I heard him
with my own ears tell Ma the other day that some men have got the wrong idea of what real tea tastes like. They don't realize there's nothing as good
as... Embracing is that full-strength, tasty Lipton tea flavor. Then Ma up and says that
Lipton's tea is such fine quality that it won't leave any bad after effects after bracing.
Yeah, up so when I grow up and be a radio announcer, I hope that someday I'll have a chance to tell the world about Lipton's tea.
Midge Williams.
If her voice can bring every hope of the spring, that Judy, my Judy. If her eyes say yes, then you're wrong in your guess. That Judy, my Judy. If you hear her call in a soft southern drawl, hi, stranger, there's danger. If you're smart, watch your heart. But it's defaulted to little zizzle. Oh, in 100 ways you'll be shouting her praise. I'll bet you she'll get you. When she sees you fall, she'll tell you that's all. You wretch, you bet you. Then you'll know of a fool just like me. If you find she's a sight and you find out that she ain't, that beauty sure as you're born.
Now, Jamboreeadors, allow me to introduce once more. Allow me to introduce once more our newest addition to the Jamboree, the boy with the ball-bearing tongue, Justin Nidlewitz. Well, Justin, how are all the N's and L's? Still all messed up?
Well, how's all with L's? Zell's about the same. I can't say L, it sounds like L.
Does he? Aren't you doing anything to correct it?
Oh, well, I go around with rocks in my mouth all the time, saying, just a little wits, everything's going to be okay pretty soon.
And does it do any good?
No.
Well, what do you do it for, then?
Oh, I just kiddled myself.
Killing yourself?
No. Kiddled. Kiddled.
Oh, kidding.
Certainly. Well, listen, Housel. allow me to congratulate you on your 12th birthday.
On my what?
Oh, your Tell's birthday. Tell.
Tell what?
Oh, tell nothing. Little. We're celebrating tonight, aren't you?
Yes, we're celebrating KFRC's birthday.
Lie, your tuckle. And it's your Tell's... It's your Tell's birthday, isn't it?
Our what birthday?
Tell. Tell me this. What comes after Lyle?
What comes after Lyle?
Yeah, what comes after Lyle?
Socks.
No. Now, listen. This is the Lipton's Tea Jamboree, isn't it?
Yes, this is the Lipton's Tea Jamboree, and speak...